Truthspresso, episode 21.
Face it, we all would rather sleep in this morning. That's why God gave us espresso, to kickstart our zombified corpses into hyperdrive. And now, giving your mind and soul the morning shot of truth it craves. This is Truthspresso with Daniel Minnick.
Ah, Thanksgiving Day, that wonderful day of the year that comes once a year where you get to stuff your brains out with delicious food and enjoy the company of family and friends, but most of all, to give thanks to what God has done for you. Hello, this is Daniel Minnick, and welcome to Truthspresso. This episode is going to be a little bit fun, for a change. On this episode, we are going to look at 16 Thanksgiving facts that you probably don't know are true unless you've done the research for yourself. So let's get into them, shall we? Number one, did you know that turkey may not have been on the very first Thanksgiving menu? But there was certainly venison, lobster, maybe some seal, some pumpkins. To those of you woodsmen hunters who love to take your love of deer meat into the popular holiday, you have a reason to claim that turkey is for the birds. Number two, did you know that forks were not present at that first meal? Why not? Because they didn't exist yet. 50 surviving pilgrims and 90 Wampanoag natives ate with spoons, knives, and their fingers. So kids, if your parents get on you about eating with your fingers, you could just say that you're being patriotic and have a thankful heart. Number three, did you know that the first Thanksgiving Day was a three-day celebration? In fact, that very first feast originally was planned to be a fast, as poor pilgrims determined to thank God for preserving them by fasting. But the Wampanoag natives broke that fast when they brought in the goods, consisting of deer, ducks, oysters, lobsters, and other fine specimens. Yes, starving pilgrims, you can thank God by having your cake and eat it too. Number four, did you know that not everyone in history appreciated the holiday that we recognize together as a nation? Thomas Jefferson was one of a few founding fathers who did not want a national Thanksgiving Day. He called it, quote, the most ridiculous idea ever conceived, unquote. Now, why would Thomas Jefferson object to a day of celebrating and eating with a thankful heart? Well, that wasn't his issue. If you understand the way Jefferson thought, at least for most of his life, he was dead set against nationalizing anything at all. So, if you follow a Jeffersonian philosophy, you might prefer Virginia to have its own Thanksgiving Day, New York theirs, Massachusetts theirs. They may not even be on the same day. Perhaps Maryland might decide not to have one at all. That's states' rights and nullification in action, my friends, Thomas Jefferson style. Number five, did you know that Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird rather than the bald eagle? He thought the eagle had what he called bad moral character, and that the turkey is, according to Franklin, a much more respectable bird. Well, Why shouldn't the national bird be one that we can enjoy rather than an endangered species that many of us may never see in real life? Number 6. Did you know that the holiday was not a national holiday until Abraham Lincoln federalized it in 1863? Each year prior, the president would redeclare it if he had a mind to. Well, we have the sporadic National Day of Prayer. Why not a sporadic National Day of Thanks? Just make sure you could find a turkey at a moment's notice. Number 7. Did you know that the woman who wrote the nursery rhyme Mary Had a Little Lamb was influential in getting us Thanksgiving Day as we know it? Sarah Hale was her name, and she wrote letters to Congress to pressure them to federalize it. What was her primary reason? She believed it would encourage unity between the North states and the Southern states after the war between the states, or the Civil War, as some people might call it. I'm surprised that she didn't write the song Mary Had a Little Turkey with a side of yams and chestnut dressing. Number 8. Did you know that President Franklin Roosevelt tried to fiddle with Thanksgiving Day? You see, in 1939, while the Great Depression was still dragging on, Thanksgiving Day was scheduled that year for November 30th. But that was too late for Roosevelt, as it cut the Christmas shopping season too short to boost the economy. Yes, Roosevelt's solution to the Depression was to keep wages and prices forced too high, which would keep lots of people from getting a job when they're already broke. He also ordered farmers to plow under excess cotton and wastefully slaughter pigs, you know, when poor people could have made good use of all that, to force prices up, thinking that farmers needed higher prices. But what good, I might ask, are high prices if too few people could afford them? You know, I could go on and on about the destructive policies of FDR, but his treatment of Thanksgiving was for the same reason. He wanted to give more time for people to buy more you-shouldn't-haves before Christmas Day. Frankie, maybe if you didn't destroy some food and clothing sources, which is what the poor people really needed, they would have had more money to buy more for Christmas. But I digress. There were people at the time who didn't appreciate FDR's attempt to shift Thanksgiving Day back a week. This did not give much time for people to adjust their holiday and shopping plans. Mostly, Republicans decided to celebrate on the 30th as was previously scheduled, and the Democrats went along with FDR and celebrated Thanksgiving on the 23rd. These days became known as Republican Thanksgiving and Democrat Thanksgiving, respectively. Also, the Republicans affectionately referred to the earlier day as Franksgiving. Number 9. Do you know the difference between stuffing and dressing? Well, if you live in the South, you might call it dressing. If you live anywhere else, you might call it stuffing. But another distinguishing factor is that dressing is cooked separately in a dish, but stuffing, as you would expect, stuffs the turkey. So, what exactly does dressing dress? Your dinner plate, perhaps? Number 10. Did you know that the TV dinner industry actually started from a Thanksgiving Day accident? In 1953, the Swanson Company sold refrigerated turkeys as usual for Thanksgiving Day. But this year, they had about 260 tons of extra turkey. What to do? Well, a salesman named Jerry Thomas came up with a bright idea. His advice for how to sell these extra turkeys was to slice them, add some side dishes of cornbread dressing, sweet potatoes, and peas, and package the self-serve Thanksgiving meal in an aluminum tray to be heated in the oven. Jerry Thomas ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, and the Swanson Company sold these meals for 98 cents each that year. Next year, they planned out the same product and sold 10 million. Number 11. Did you know that the average American consumes 3,000 calories in the Thanksgiving dinner? The rest of the day brings the total to 4,500 calories. Now, you could burn that off if you walked a treadmill for about 10 and a half hours. Number 12. Did you know that the total weight of turkey consumed in the United States on Thanksgiving Day is about the same as the total body weight of the population of Singapore? Number 13. Do you know why you often feel drowsy after eating Thanksgiving dinner? Tryptophan is an amino acid found in turkey that increases serotonin levels in the body. Serotonin is a monoamine neurotransmitter that provides a feeling of well-being and even increases your learning ability. Serotonin is a precursor to melatonin, which regulates sleep cycles. So, technically, tryptophan can lead to a feeling of drowsiness. However, there is relatively just as much tryptophan in other meats as there is in turkey. So why does turkey get singled out? Well, people eat the most turkey on Thanksgiving dinner. And the real reason you may feel drowsy is how many carb-dominant calories you may consume normally for that big meal of thankfulness. The drowsiness is from your body's metabolism being overloaded. But don't feel too guilty, though. Thanksgiving happens once a year. Be thankful, enjoy eating, and be ready to return to normal life afterwards. Number 14. Did you know that the song Jingle Bells was originally not a Christmas song? It was a Thanksgiving Day song. So, if you're one of those people who forbid Christmas songs until after that fourth Thursday of November, maybe you could give Jingle Bells a pass. Number 15. Did you know that the tradition of the president pardoning a turkey is fairly recent? There has been a long tradition of gifts to the White House, including turkeys. Some believe the tradition of pardoning a turkey each year began when President Abraham Lincoln spared his son's pet turkey. One modern myth is that President Harry S. Truman started the tradition. However, in reality, the formal practice began in 1989 with President George H.W. Bush. Number 16. Did you know that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began in 1924? The first parade did not have balloons, but it did have live animals from Central Park Zoo. It wasn't until 3 years later, in 1927, when balloons were introduced by a puppeteer. The next year, the balloons were released into the sky where they very quickly popped. Whoops. The year after that, the balloons were redesigned with safety valves to relieve air pressure and allow them to float around for days. The balloons had address labels attached so that people who found any deflated ones lying around could return them and get reward money. Did you know that Felix the Cat was one of the first characters made into a balloon at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? So, these were just 16 fun facts, fun did-you-knows about Thanksgiving Day. This is Daniel Minnick from Truthspresso wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, and I pray for God's blessings on you and your family.
Thank you for waking up with Truthspresso. Good morning, and God bless your day.
Hey friends, Daniel Minnick here again. If you liked waking up to this episode of Truthspresso, I would really appreciate it if you would rate it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever application you use to listen to Truthspresso.